Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Effectively Describe Supporting a Local Business. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed that questions about supporting local businesses are becoming increasingly common in IELTS speaking tests. This topic allows candidates to showcase their language skills while discussing an important aspect of community engagement. Let's explore how to tackle this topic effectively to achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about local businesses and your experiences with them. Here are some potential questions. Do you often shop at local businesses? What types of local businesses are popular in your area? How do you think local businesses contribute to the community? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner: Do you often shop at local businesses? Candidate, band 7-8, response: Yes, I do make an effort to support local businesses whenever possible. I find that small, independent shops often offer a more personalized experience and unique products that you can't find in big chain stores. For instance, there's a family-run bakery near my home where I buy bread and pastries almost every week. The quality is exceptional, and I enjoy chatting with the owners, who always remember my preferences. This response demonstrates a good range of vocabulary, uses relevant examples, and shows the candidate's ability to elaborate on the topic. Part 2, Long Term. Now let's move on to the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a time when you supported a local business. You should say what the business was, how you supported it, why you decided to support it, and explain how you felt about supporting this local business. Here's a sample answer that would likely score in the band 8-9 range. I'd like to talk about a time when I actively supported a local bookstore in my neighborhood. This independent bookshop had been a fixture in our community for over 3 decades, but it was struggling to compete with large online retailers. To support this business, I made a conscious decision to purchase all my books from them, even though it sometimes meant paying a bit more. I also organized a book club that met at the store monthly, which brought in additional customers. Furthermore, I promoted the store on social media, highlighting their unique selection and knowledgeable staff. I chose to support this bookstore because I strongly believe in the importance of preserving local culture and maintaining diversity in our business landscape. Small, independent businesses like this one contribute significantly to the character and vitality of our neighborhood. Supporting this local business gave me a profound sense of satisfaction. I felt like I was making a tangible difference in my community and helping to preserve a valuable local institution. It was incredibly rewarding to see the store thrive and continue to serve as a gathering place for book lovers. This experience reinforced my belief in the power of community action and the importance of conscious consumerism. This response effectively addresses all points in the cue card, uses a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures, and demonstrates the ability to discuss the topic in depth. Follow-up questions. Did supporting this business inspire you to support other local businesses? What challenges do you think local businesses face in today's economy? Sample answer for question 1. Absolutely, this experience was a catalyst for a broader change in my consumer habits. It opened my eyes to the significant impact that our purchasing decisions can have on the local economy. Since then, I've made a concerted effort to patronize local businesses across various sectors, from artisanal food producers to independent craftspeople. This shift has not only allowed me to discover unique products and services, but has also helped me forge meaningful connections within my community. It's been tremendously fulfilling to see how this ripple effect of support can contribute to the vibrancy and resilience of our local business ecosystem. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to local businesses and community support. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner: How do you think the rise of e-commerce has affected local businesses? Candidate, band 8-9, response: The advent of e-commerce has undoubtedly posed significant challenges for local businesses. Online giants like Amazon offer unparalleled convenience and often lower prices, which can lure customers away from brick-and-mortar stores. This has forced many local businesses to adapt or perish. However, I believe this challenge has also spurred innovation. Many local businesses have embraced digital platforms, creating online storefronts to complement their physical presence. They're also leveraging their unique strengths, such as personalized service and community connections, which are hard to replicate online. Moreover, there's a growing awareness among consumers about the importance of supporting local economies. This has led to movements like Shop Local campaigns, which encourage people to consciously choose local businesses over online alternatives. In the long run, I think we'll see a hybrid model emerge, where successful local businesses will seamlessly integrate their physical stores with digital offerings, providing customers with the best of both worlds. This response demonstrates the ability to analyze the issue from multiple perspectives, use advanced vocabulary, and provide a nuanced view of the topic. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples relevant to this topic. Support local businesses, for verb. To buy goods or services from small, locally owned companies rather than large chains or online retailers. Example, many people are making an effort to support local businesses during the pandemic. Conscious consumerism, noun phrase, the practice of buying goods with consideration for the impact of their production on the environment and society. Example, conscious consumerism has led to increased support for ethical and local businesses. Community engagement, noun phrase, the process of working collaboratively with community groups to address issues that impact the well-being of the community. Example, the local bookstore's community engagement initiatives have made it a beloved fixture in the neighborhood. Brick and mortar, adjective, referring to a business with a physical presence as opposed to one operating purely online. Example, despite the rise of e-commerce, many consumers still prefer the experience of shopping in brick and mortar stores. Patronize, to frequent a business as a customer. Example, I make a point of patronizing local cafes rather than large coffee chains. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like supporting local businesses. Practice regularly, familiarize yourself with the format of the test, and practice speaking on a variety of topics. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use topic-specific vocabulary and idiomatic expressions. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Elaborate on your points and provide relevant examples. Use a range of grammatical structures. Demonstrate your ability to use both simple and complex sentence structures accurately. Stay informed. Keep up with current affairs, especially those related to local economies and business trends. Be authentic. While it's important to use advanced language, make sure your responses reflect your genuine thoughts and experiences. By following these tips and utilizing the sample answers provided, you'll be well prepared to discuss supporting local businesses and similar topics in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to demonstrate your English language skills while engaging in a natural, fluent conversation with the examiner. For more tips on how to excel in your IELTS speaking test, you might find it helpful to read about describing a time when you had to work with limited resources or attending a community event. These topics share similar themes of community engagement and resourcefulness, which are valuable skills to demonstrate in your IELTS speaking test.